In the Mishnah Torah, we're learning today Hilchas Tefillin, Paragimel, the third chapter. Halacha Aleph. Shmona halacha siyesh b'maisa tefillin. Kulon halacha Moshe Mitzinai. There are 8 laws concerning the making of the tefillin. All are traditions from Moshe at Mount Sinai. Ulfikach kulon ma'akfos. Therefore, all of them are critical. M'shina b'achman posel. If you made any changes in any of them, it's disqualified. Ve'elohim, and these are the 8 laws. Shimru abos, the tefillin has to be square. Chen firasan b'ribua, the stitching of the tefillin has to be square. Balchasunan b'ribua, the diagonal has to be square. In other words, you have to check the diagonal to see that it conforms to a proper square. Shiyalehen arbasav yeshavas, and that they have 4 equal corners. Ushiyah ba'arsha rosh turashim yaminum smol, that the hide, the skin of the head tefillin, should have the figure of a shin on the right and on the left. And that the portion should be wrapped up with a piece of material. And that it should be wrapped up with hair on top of the material. Then you put them into the compartments. And that the tefillin should be sewed with sinews. You make a little compartment through which the strap will pass from the skin that covers the tefillin, that is the box of the tefillin. You make sticking out a little part with a hole in it, shetichonis b'ritzua, where the strap will go into. Ashteoveres olechas b'tov tov reshalot, so that it should pass and go through its loop. Shiratzua shcharos. Another law is that the strap should be black, and also shia kesher shalem kesher yedua katzuras dalet. That the knot in the tefillin should be the known knot in the form of a dalet. Halacha beis. Ketzad osen tefillin shorosh. How do you make the head tefillin? Lo kan etz meruba. You take a square piece of wood. Arka kurachvo kagovo. That has the same length, width, and height. Moya govo yoso rachovo. Pachos memeno. Ein bakach klom. It doesn't really matter if the height is more or less than the width and the length, because the square of the tefillin is not referring to the height. You just have to be careful that the length and width should be the same. You make 3 three grooves in it, so that it should have 4 parts like this. Unfortunately, the drawings in the standard Rambams don't make this very clear, but you could just understand yourself. If you make in the middle of a block of wood 3 grooves, you're going to have 4 little sections in there. V'lokanar, then you take the hide, umativin also b'mayim, and you make it moist with water, masimim boso eitz, and you put the wood into it. Machnisin sar ben kol charitz v'charitz, you make sure that the skin goes between each groove, so that it should form these 4 different boxes. Macham shemoso v'rotov mekan umekan. Also, you mold it when it's wet on either side. Until you make the image of a shin. A shin with 3 heads, miyamin on the right side, hamaniach of the tefillin, the right side of the person putting on the tefillin. With mushin, sheyishlo barashin, the smaller maniach, and a shin with 4 heads on the left side of the person who's putting on the tefillin. Gimel. Maniach nesa'ar aloeitz ad sheyivash. Then you leave the skin on the wood until it dries up. Vaka kolis nesa'ar mel gabi uimim shaloeitz. Then you remove the skin from the block of wood. So now you're going to have 4 open boxes. You have 4 boxes with that are open on the bottom, each box. You put in a section of the tefillin in each and every house and compartment. And then you take some of the skin outside of the 4 boxes now, you put it on the bottom, the topernosa maba pinosa, then you sew it on the 4 corners, 4 sides. You also leave over of the skin, of the hide that's on the bottom, a place where the strap can pass through. Motover like a loop. That's known as the muboros. Dalit, the case of Nelson Tfil Shalyan, how do you make the arm tfil and lokan eitz maruba? You take a square piece of wood. Arka karofo, as long as it is wide. The yigavu ka etzba o yeser al zamiyad. It should be at least the height of a finger, or slightly more. A posmiat, or slightly less. Machapeno sabar rato, again, you cover it with moist hide. Manichena sa'ara alo imum, and you leave the skin on this form. Achiyivash till it dries up. Cholet sa'ara, then he takes off the skin. Manichena sa'ara parishes b'makom o'eitz, and you put the four portions in that empty space where the wood was previously. Umatsa miktas armel mata, and then you bring back, turn back some of the hide on the bottom. The tofro marba pinosav, and you sew it from the four directions. Manicha minar tover makam ratsuas, and you leave over from the hide a loop, which is the place through which the straps pass. Halacha hei. What is the order of the portions betfilishal rosh of the head tefillin? Machlus pashach rona shivayim shemoa b'bayis rishon shu'al yamin ha'maniach. You put the last portion, which is vayim shemoa, the last in the order of which it's written in the Torah, in the first compartment. Here we're defining first as to the right, on the right hand side of the person who's wearing the tefillin. Ushma smuchalav, next to it you have the shema. Vayikiv yachal b'bayis shlishi. Vayikiv Yach is in the third compartment, smuch l'shma, next to the Shema. The Kaddish, and Kaddish, which is the first portion written in the Torah, that's b'bayis revi, that's in the fourth compartment. Shulasmol ha'maniach tefillin, which is on the left side of the person putting on the tefillin. Yishir kore shalfanav k'neged pnei ha'maniach kar l'seder, so that the person who would be standing in front of the person who has the tefillin on, so his right becomes the other person's left, and vice versa. So he will be reading it on the seder, hazeh. On this order. Kagonzeh, like this. In the Rambam, he has a box here with four compartments, and you, if you read it from right to left, it's Vayim Shemoa, Shema, Vayim Kiviyacha, Kadesh. This is the direction as it's on the head of the person who's wearing it. If you'd be reading it, if you'd be looking at the face of the person with the tefillin, it would be in the opposite order. Kadesh would be on the right, and Vayim Shemoa would be on the left. And if he exchanges order, it's not kosher. By the way, this is the order with which Rashi agrees with, and this is the way that most film are made nowadays, in the order that the Rambam says. In other words, it's really basically the order in which it's written in the Torah. Now the Rambam disagrees. He says, Rabbeinu Haizal Eino Omer Kein, Rabbeinu Haigon does not say this. He holds that the two portions beginning with the words Vahaya are in the middle. He holds that Kaddish is miyamin hamaniach, that Kaddish is on the right side, not of the person who is reading the tefillin, but it's on the right side of the person who is wearing the tefillin. Vayikiviyacha samachla, right next to Kaddish is Vayikiviyacha. Shema mismalo, then to the left of that is a Shema. In other words, to the extreme left is the Shema. V'hayim Shemoa samach l'v'amtsan. V'hayim Shemoa is in the middle. V'behepach l'kara shekenegdo. Of course, would be the opposite to the reader. L'kara kara kesidra n'al Shema v'hayim Shemoa nemer. When the Gemara says that the reader reads in the proper order, it's referring to Shema and v'hayim Shemoa. Only those two are in order. In other words, for the reader, Shema would be on the extreme right, and next to it would be v'haya im Shemoa. Shehu kaseder akar b'tar miyamin l'smol. That would be like you're reading in the Torah from the right to the left. Machabazesh sama b'risa shnu b'gemar miyamin akar v'b'risa shaviol b'kush yivam v'atani ipcha. So the Gemara Menachah says, the first b'risa says one order, and the second b'risa says the opposite order. So the Rambam learns that the first b'risa that says the right is referring to the right of the reader. The second b'risa, which seems to be the opposite, Samosala min amaniyah. He says that's referring to the right of the one who's wearing the tefillin. So basically, the main emphasis is on that the order is right for the one who is reading the tefillin. So this point the Ravid objects to. He says, Vutema, there's a question on this. The first brisa, which explains the order, that the Gemara should be explaining the order of the reader rather than the one who puts it on. The rabbi feels it's much more logical that it should be explaining the order of the one who's putting it on. Here's the one we're interested in, not someone who's reading it. No one's actually going to read it. No one, tefillin closed, no one's going to read it. We had another objection. Yishma v'hayim shmo l'fi pshuta min arosh u'maskav lo min emtza. See, according to the Rambam, Shma v'hayim shmo comes out that Shma is not at one of the ends. Shma is in the middle. Like he says, divrei zemachav lo v'shma min emtza. According to this author, the Rambam, Shma is always in the middle. L'figach tavus ha-gon zal der pshitas ha-gemara, the sum of vice v'emtza. This is why the Gaon understood the Gemara in the simple way and put the two v'hayos in the middle. Comes out like this. They're arguing in two things. First of all, according to the Rambam, the order that the Gemara is talking about is talking the order of the reader, and according to the Ravid, it's talking about the order of the one who's putting it on. So you have just the opposite. And secondly, the order of Shema and V'hayim Shemoa is also at stake. According to the Ravid, you start over from Shema on one end, and then V'hayim Shemoa in the middle. According to the Rambam, you just go in order. The advantage of the Rambam's interpretation is that everything is going in order. If you look back at the drawing of the Rambam, this is the order of the one who puts it on. I just want to compare the Rambam to the Ravid's. You see, the Rambam's, the order here is the backwards order of the Torah, but to the reader, it would be in the correct order. You see, here it says, V'haya on the right, Shema in the middle, V'haya third, and Kadesh fourth. And to the reader, it's the opposite. Kadesh, V'haya, Shema, and V'haya, which is the order in which it's written in the Torah. Whereas the Ravid's order is like this, looking from the perspective of the one who's putting on the tefillin. Kaddish on the right, just the opposite of the Rambam. Vahaya ki yiviyacha, second. Vahaya im shamoa, third. And shema, fourth. And to the reader, it would be the opposite. Vav, tefillah shel yad kosim bar bedafim bar echad. You write the hand tefillin in four columns of one piece of leather, and one piece of parchment, aruch long. To say betara like a Torah scroll, also during their order, betara, the way it's written, betara kagonze, like this. And here the Rambam has the order of the Torah, kadosh liko b'char first, vayiki v'yachah second, shema yisrael third, vayim shema fourth. Kotzen alav aris, l'chnisim b'vayis echad yotza, v'nitzach l'dafkum. If you wrote them on four different pieces of parchment and put them into the compartment, it's kosher, he doesn't have to glue them together. Zayin, kishugol ala parshis, ben shel rosh, ben shel yad, when he rolls up the portions, both of the head or the arm tefillin, golanos and misofon l'tchilosan, he rolls them from end to beginning. Achitimtze, kishatibtach ha-parsha, tikkul kol ha-parsha, parsha mitchilos et sofa. So if you were to open the portion, you would read the portion from beginning to end. Because it's rolled from end to beginning, so as you unroll it, you'd first see the beginning. And as you continue unrolling it, you go further and further towards the end. When you put the portions into their compartments, karchnos and b'matlis, you wrap a piece of material around them. B'matlis sar, and on the material hair. Then you put them into the compartments. This hair has to be of a kosher animal or a wild animal. Even if the animal died by itself or had a disease, as long and was trefa, as long as the animal itself is a kosher variety. The custom of everyone is already to wrap them around with the hair from the tail of a calf. Tesk, shetofen is a tefillin. When you sew the tefillin and tofen, it'll begin shel behema shel chayi tahara. You only use the sinews of a kosher animal or wild animal. The filamon vel satref shelhan, even if the animal is an animal that died by itself or that was trefa. You take the sinews in the heel of the kosher animal or wild animal, which are white. And then kosher, if they're very hard, you soften them by pounding them with stones, piyotzman and so on, until they become like flax. And you spin them, and you twine them, this is what you sew the tefillin with and the columns of the Sefer Torah. Lachayud kishetov the tefillin tovnos and ribua. When you sew the tefillin, you make it square. V'lach rabachas shibachol tzad shalosh tefiras atshiyua koshte mesre tefiras. Ben shalyad ben shalosh. The halacha is that there should be three stitches on each side. So altogether you have 12, whether it's of the arm tefillin or of the head tefillin. Masa tefiras eser or abba esre else. If he made 10 or 14, he can do it. It's still kosher. V'chol tefiras yachut shalem sovav mishne ruchas. All of the stitches, the string should go through and through from both sides. Yud, the tzach shigiach rishal atfilin shal rosh, makom hatapar. the charitz, the groove which forms the wall of the four different compartments, should reach down to the bottom of the tefillin, to the place where you sew it. In other words, the bottom of the box. Maya charitz nikur kedesh yu abo roshim nirim l'chol. If the groove was clearly visible, that you could see clearly that there are four heads, even though the groove doesn't go all the way down to the place that you sew it, it's still kosher. If the groove is not recognized, then it would not be kosher unless it reaches to the bottom. You have to put through in each of the grooves on top of the skin a little string or some sort to make a separation between each compartment. And the simple accepted custom is to pass through a sinew from the sinews that are being used for sewing in each of the grooves of the three grooves that form the four compartments. Bays the case of dotson ritzuas. How do you make the straps? Lotan ritzuas shalar rechava karachasara. You take a strap of leather, which is the width of the length of a barley kernel. Meiser rechava mizua shirik sher. If it's wider, it's kosher. Baruch ritzuas shalrosh and the length of the head ritzua kadeshitakev shalrosh. It should go around the head. Vyikshim emena kesher, and you should be able to tie the knot in the back. Timtoch shter ritzuas mikana mikana. Then you stretch out the two straps on either end. In other words, on the left and right side of the person wearing them. And shigila tabar lamalam menem miyat, till it reaches the navel or a bit higher. Varach l'tzur shel yad. Now, as far as the minimum length of the arm strap, yishitakev sezroa, it has to go around the arm. Yikshu mimena kesher, and you have to tie the knot. Yitimasech ritzua achas al etzvan tzoas. You take the one strap down to the middle finger. Yichu mimena letzva shalosh krichas, and you make three revolutions around the middle finger. The yikshar, and then you tie it. If the straps were longer than this measure, it is kosher. Gimel, lamatas ritzuas shalrosh b'tovah shalah. You put the strap of the head tefillin into its loop, makav b'midas rosho, then you go around to make the size of his head. Because you kesher merubah k'min dalet, you make a square knot that looks like a dalet. Because at that tzach kol tamu chacham lelamdo, every sage should learn how to make this knot. Yef shalodi etzurasa b'chsav, el abri sayin. You can't explain this in writing. You have to see how it's done. That's why the Rambam doesn't attempt to draw a picture of it, because you have to actually see how it's done. The same in the arm tefillin, you make a knot that looks like a yud. All of your edus betocha kesher. Now, you make the ritzua pass through the knot, so it goes. It can be opened and closed, so you can make it wider or smaller. One wants to put it on his hand. So there's a loop area which you put your arm through, which can be made larger for a fatter arm, or skinnier for a skinnier arm. Yudalet, or tzua shel tefillin, the straps of the tefillin, ben shel rosh, ben shel yad, whether the head or the arm, pnei machitzonim shcharim, the outer side is black. Zulach l'moshe v'sinei, this is a law for Moshe at Mount Sinai. Avlachar yiratzuas, but the back of the straps, solom v'nin heim, since they're inside, nobody sees them, v'yirukas l'venis ksheris, if they're green or white, it's kosher. Adumus lo yasef. You shouldn't make them red. Shema tahapa chatzua. Maybe it will turn over gnaihulo. It will look bad. People think it's from blood, that he's bleeding or something, and it will look bad. Lo yiachar yitzua la'ola melekenek tzitza. In yoroka, yorokim from levena levenim. The back of the ritzua should be the color of the base of the tefillin. If that's green, green. If it's white, white. However, v'nayu l'tefillin shukulin shcheres, ek tzitza ritzua kula. It's good that all of the tefillin should be black. The entire box part with the base of the box, as well as the ritzua. Translated tzitza as base, probably it's better to translate it as, referring to the entire tefillin, including the box. Because up yidin, the box doesn't have to be black, and that's probably referring to the entire box. Tezvav, ha'arshim ha'chabim bo tefillin, the leather which you cover the tefillin, the part, the scrolls with, in other words. Shosim emen ritzuas, and you make the straps out of. Horosha behemo chaya ofatarim. It has to be the kosher, the skin of a kosher animal, wild animal or bird. Filin ve'el strep shalehen, even the animals that died by themselves or that were trefa. V'masim eretmeimo shechofet filin bezov psulis. If he made them out of the skin of a non-kosher animal, or he made it out of gold, that's not kosher. V'eretzuat tzarchi v'lishma. You have to work, when you process the leather that makes the strap, it has to be done for the sake of the tefillin. The skin which you use to cover the tefillin with, in other words, the box part of the tefillin, does not have to be processed altogether if you don't want. Also matzah kosher, even if you made it sort of this raw leather that wasn't processed, it's still kosher. A lot of places they do make it with the unprocessed leather. Only a Jew can make the tefillin, because just like the writing of the tefillin has to be a Jew, so the making of the boxes of the tefillin. Why? Because of the shin that's made in the leather. As we said, if a non-Jew, or it should be guy here, if a non-Jew covered the scrolls with a box or sewed them, it's not kosher. Anyone who is not kosher to write them should not make the boxes either. You can't convert a head tefillin into an arm tefillin, but you can an arm tefillin into a head tefillin. You don't lower a more strict holiness to a lesser one. So the head is holier, the head tefillin is holier than the arm tefillin. That's why you can't make from the head arm, but you can up the arm to the head. The strap of the head tefillin cannot be used for the arm tefillin. This applies only if you already put them on. A headphone that a person never wore, if he wants to then make them and convert them into an arm tefillin, it's permitted. How does he do this? He covers up the tefillin with a skin. Still becomes one instead of the four compartments. And then he can wear it on his hand. If the stitches of the tefillin broke, if two stitches, one next to another, are broken, or three, even if they were not one next to the other, are broken, they're disqualified. More and more do we say this b'yishenis of the tefillin are old, of the chadashas, but if they're new tefillin, calls man shepnei tivlon kayamos cheros. As long as the leather box is still standing firmly, it's kosher. What do we mean this? What do we mean by this? Rambam explains. Velein chadoshes. What we mean by new ones is kosher also mixes a shenikra tefro. Let's say you were told on to that part of the leather where the stitch tore. The tefillin bo tefillin. If you hung on the tefillin from that part of leather, v'uchazek, it's strong. Then nichris, it doesn't get cut off. V'elo chadoshes, they're defined as new. If it's not strong enough to hold on to the rest of the film, the weight of the film would tear this piece of the leather. Harelo yishenis, they're old, and it's disqualified if the stitches are broken, as we said. If the strap of the tefillin broke, you can't retie it. Tofen also, you can't re-sew it. Lamotzia, you get rid of it, vegonza, and you bury it, velsa nacheres, you make another one instead. Shur etzua psulin. A leftover etzua, some of it tore and there's some left over, it's not kosher. It has to have the minimum length and width. If it has that or more, it's kosher, of course. You should always be careful that the face, that's the blackened part of the etzua, should be facing upward when you tie the tefillin on your arm or on your head.